Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the newsletter and website that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 69th, highlighted three shows in either the recently completed series or recent season finales sections, and all of them wrapped in the last few days, and on the same day, December 26th, in fact. Sequestered, a dramatized paranormal new adult series from Low Probability Podcasts, where the protagonist is a queer Asian American woman, and the story was written and produced by a solo creator who's a first-time audio drama producer who said they'd teach themselves Audacity and make a podcast this year, and then panicked when November came around, has a listening time of about half an hour across the three episodes in the single season. Rapture 518. A dramatized psychological horror series from Sarah Penn, which is written and directed and edited and produced by a sole female creator, has posted the season 3 finale. Listen to the 39 current episodes in about 10 hours. Love Notes, a narrated romance series from Rachel Rondon, which is produced, written, and narrated by a woman of color, has posted the season 1 finale. Listen to the 37 current episodes in only about 3.5 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers or snippets for those shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. And even though Christmas Day is over, someone you love still has their decorations up. So, my first recommendation is Candy Claus, Private Eye, a dramatized Christmas comedy mystery from Ella Gale. Buckle up your sleigh bells, Christmateers. This noir-inspired and gritty tale is sprinkled with holiday magic. And you thought your family was dysfunctional? Here's a snippet.
Holly's Overproof Peppermint Schnapps is proud to present Candy Claus Private Eye. She's a detective for hire who's not afraid to land on the naughty list. Episode 1, For Whom the Jingle Bell Tolls. Our story begins on a December night in Fairbanks, Alaska, in an apartment above a music store, with not a single Christmas decoration in sight.
The next caroler who knocks on my door is going to need forceps to remove the handbell.
Good evening, ma'am.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the Fairbanks Police Department, I knew you'd be banging on my door one day begging me for help. Guess you finally found a crime you couldn't solve without this town's gummiest shoe. What do you got for me? Double homicide? Triple homicide?
No.
Quadruple? My God.
Is this the residence of Candy Claus?
I'm Candy. This is my office.
There's a mattress and a hot plate back there.
Can I help you?
We've had complaints about a woman in an obscene Christmas sweater threatening carolers, and looking at your sweater, I think I may have my culprit.
Oh, so now it's obscene for a gingerbread man to love another gingerbread man while six more gingerbread men express their Yuletide spirit? What is this, Stonewall?
Ma'am, there are children down there.
There's one child.
Candy Claus, Private Eye is all done for this season, dropping the final episode last Friday. Listen to the 6 episodes of this season in just under 3 hours. My next recommendation has nothing to do with Christmas and is Ad Lucem, the dramatized sci-fi thriller from Q Code Media, starring Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, and Troyan Belisario. This is excellent work. A plot-twisting story delivered by talented actors, and it's a Q-code production, so there's plenty of no-dialogue parts to feed your mind's eye. Here's the pre-release trailer.
Hey, this is Chris Pine, and I am so excited to introduce the trailer for my brand new fiction podcast, Ad Lusum. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Ad Lusum OI. Who are you?
You're going to change the way people connect forever. It's going to be revolutionary.
Who do you want to be?
My aim is a better world.
This is just the beginning.
What do you want to learn?
It's like having a best friend that can do anything and everything you need.
How do you want to grow?
We're giving people human connection and comfort in uncertain times.
And how can we help?
What you do in that cube is not real.
You have taken human beings, packaged them, and you've sold them.
Our society is sick, and our best hope of survival is a new path.
Let's get back to who we are without losing our most crucial human element, connection.
You are not in control of the narrative.
Don't do this to me.
Connection to ourselves.
Why are you protecting him?
I could go to jail.
Connection to each other.
Is that how you treat a human being?
Don't fight me.
No one has to die today. That's up to you.
Organic intelligence is here. Say hello to Kara.
This is it, Skull. You said it yourself. Touch, trust, love. This is what we all want.
Follow Ad Lusum wherever you're listening now to be among the first to listen.
Ad Lusum is a complete series. You'll need less than 5 hours to enjoy all 9 episodes.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 10 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and criminy, here we go again, because 7 of them start up again in the next few days. Here goes. Season 4 of The Cellar Letters, a dramatized found audio horror series from Jamie Patronus and Rusty Quill Network, starts tomorrow, December 29th. Catch up on the current 60 episodes in about 13 hours. Season 3 of Murder, Mischief, and Mayhem, a dramatized fictional throwback true crime series from Justin Vuor and Ed and Ken's Excellent Adventure LLC, starts on New Year's Day. Catch up with the current 8 episodes in about 3 hours. Season 2 of Isvet Archives, a dramatized sci-fi series from Nico Rodriguez and Creative Typo Entertainment, also starts the first day of the new year. Catch up on the 10 current episodes in about 5 hours. Season 2 of Midnight on Mercy Mountain, a dramatized comedy series from Mallory Spencer, is also starting its next run on January the 1st. Catch up on the current 17 episodes in about 3 hours. Season 3 of 253 Matilda, a dramatized sci-fi story from QuietPlease.org, is also starting on the 1st of January. Catch up with the current 19 episodes in about 7.5 hours. Season 5 of Omega Star 7, a dramatized comedy sci-fi series from Team Omega Star, starts the day after that. Catch up with the current 61 episodes in about 28 hours. Season 5 of In Between, a dramatized fantasy comedy from Hannah Wright, starts on the 3rd of January. Catch up with the current 56 episodes in 13.5 hours. Well, I'm out of breath, but I still need to play for you trailers or snippets for the 10 shows I haven't yet. Those are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were part of the 69th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. Sequestered.
Hello, Simone. This is your student loan provider. Okay, now that that's got your attention, I'm sure if you're listening to this right now, you're really confused. Like, why is Tommy calling me from an unrecognizable number pretending to be a debt collector? Because I'm using a burner phone. Why is Tommy using a burner phone? Because I'm on the run. What do you mean you're on the run? Aren't you on TV right now, like making out with a lifeguard from Florida? Well, yes and no. That person on TV looks like me, but it's not. They took my face. I think I was supposed to die, and I got away, and then I think they decided that they just had enough of me to move forward with their plans. Like I'm just a speed bump to them. Anyways, I think I'm being followed. I don't know if I'll be able to call you again, but I'm gonna try to go to New York. I know I shouldn't be asking for your help, but if you could just start listening to your voicemails on a more regular basis, I'd really appreciate it. Also, tell your sister I said congrats on the baby.
Sequestered, a dramatized paranormal new adult series from Low Probability Podcasts, has reached the end of the entire series. Rapture 518.
Whew! So glad that that shift is over. What? Oh, you have got to be kidding me. What did the landlord do now? Where is the internet cable? What if I'll just watch TV or something. I don't know. I just need to get my mind off this for a little while.
I want to hit line drive.
Want to lose weight and keep it?
Our top news today. A local oil spill has left over 400 people looking for places to stay. Homes have been evacuated with local teams suggesting that the concern for noxious gas infiltration is quite high.
And an increase in violent home invasions has caused quite an increased concern for neighborhood safety.
Ambulance diversion has become quite an issue with the city folk located here.
I'm getting reports of massive occupational cuts and financial strain.
Wow, there is nothing good on here. Oh my goodness. I don't need to hear this. I've been living it all day and all night. What about the radio?
What makes a home? Is it the coffee you pour at your kitchen counter, freshly brewed in the morning? Is it the sense of peace you feel as you look out at the sunset? Or is it the plushness of your favorite pillow at the end of a long, productive day? Here at Rapture, we believe your home is so much more. From our state-of-the-art building access using FOB technology, to the trendy and exclusive pickleball court that's reserved just for you, Chosen Estates is proud to present your city's newest and most elegant apartment complex. We take home to a whole new level. Here at Rapture, the views are never-ending, and the sunsets are divine. Welcome to Rapture. Welcome home.
Oh, wow, that place sounds perfect. Hi, yeah, this is Dr. Sarah Penn. I'm just wondering if I could talk to somebody about getting a tour of the new apartment building. I think it's called Rapture. Yeah, I can hold for sure.
Rapture 518, a dramatized psychological horror series from Sarah Penn, has reached the season 3 finale. Love Notes.
Welcome to the Love Notes podcast. This podcast is for people who romanticize life. People who look at the most mundane moments and see a world of possibilities. Possibilities for connection, happiness, and hope. People who are just a little bit addicted to the bright side of life. These stories are for you. You who needs a daily dose of romance just to get out of bed in the morning. A reminder that there is more good than bad in this world. I hope you enjoy listening to these hopeful little stories as much as I enjoyed making them. Your friend, Rachel.
Love Notes, a narrated romance series from Rachel Rondon, has reached the season one finale. The Seller Letters.
Hey guys. You're probably wondering what this thing is. Well, I'm not even sure that anyone is going to listen to this, but this is where I formally announce season four. Production is in full swing and new episodes will premiere this fall, just in time for spooky season. If you want to help directly fund the new season and beyond, and get a few nifty perks along the way, like ad-free episodes and more, you can join the Patreon at patreon.com/sellerletters. If monthly subscriptions aren't your thing, you can also head on over to our Etsy shop and grab some merch. Stickers and pins are rad. Just head to thesellerletters.etsy.com if that's what you're into. Oh, and if you haven't already, make sure to rate and review the show on your podcast platform of choice. I know it seems really stupid, but it helps a lot. Thanks. I am absolutely wasting my time. Nobody's even listening to this thing. Bella. Ringo, enough. Enough. I'm sorry for the spiel. I'm done. Let's go. Bye.
The Seller Letters, a dramatized found audio series from Jamie Patronus and Rusty Quill Network, soon starts its fourth season. Murder, mischief, and mayhem.
American criminals are often copycats. Identity theft and home invasions are now all the rage. But during the ongoing depression of the 1930s, another type of crime exploded. Kidnap for ransom. Big name bank robbers added this crime to their repertoires. Machine Gun Kelly, Babyface Nelson, Pretty Boy Floyd, Alvin Creepy Carpus, and the Barker Gang all began snatching people off the streets. Kidnapping for ransom became a national epidemic. In 1933 alone, there were more than 2,000 cases across the country. Congress passed the Federal Kidnapping Act in 1932, giving the FBI jurisdiction if the matter crossed state lines. In 1938, a blonde, 5-year-old tricycle-riding tyke went missing in the farming hamlet of Princeton, Florida, on the edge of the Everglades in South Florida. The parents, Bailey Cash Sr. and his wife, Vera, were a working couple of modest means in their mid-30s. Their son, Bailey Jr., whom folks referred to by the family name Skeeky, had just been put down to sleep in his crib by his mother. Vera Cash kissed her son goodnight and headed out the back screen door, locking it behind her. But that night, while Bailey and Vera were counting the day's grocery and gas receipts, someone was at the back screen door of the house, looking for an easier payday. He knew the boy. He knew the layout of the house, too. There, in the dark, the kidnapper took out two pieces of cloth, one to cover the boy's eyes, and the other to shove in his mouth to stop him from crying out.
That's it. Now you stay quiet, you hear?
In the filling station office less than 100 yards away, Bailey and Vera were finishing up for the night. They locked up and walked back across the driveway to their home.
Now what is with this door? You lock the screen door, honey?
I always lock the door.
Skeegee? Bailey, have you got Skeegee?
Words spread fast, and not long after...
We heard Skeegee's gone. I found this note attached to the door handle addressed to you, Bailey Cash.
We have the child. You will follow these instructions. Notify any officer and you won't see him again.
The child will be released in a few hours if all instructions are followed and no one notified. Any slip-up, and you won't see him again.
This can't be happening. This can't be real. Bailey, what are you going to do? We got to call the police.
FBI Special Agent Arthur Rutzen put a call into the director of the famed, but not yet legendary, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Mr. J. Edgar Hoover. But there were problems. In Washington, some in Congress didn't like the thought of a national police force infringing on state and local sovereignty. But J. Edgar knew how Washington worked. One good case, one big success that got the press and public cheering could save the agency he had schemed and connived for a decade to build. The Skeegee Cash kidnapping was the first and only time J. Edgar Hoover left the safety and comfort of his bureau desk and went into the field to personally take charge of an investigation. Bailey Cash left his home and drove the route along dark local roads to drop off the $10,000 ransom money. The route directed by the kidnapper was a 10-mile rural stretch of limestone roads. Skeegee's father hadn't even gone a mile when, out of the darkness, in a small orange grove...
Oh, my God.
He was now being watched. He had followed his son's kidnapper's instructions to the letter. Now, he'd get his boy back. But only time would tell, and not much time at that, either. Whether the kidnapper would live up to his part of the bargain, and whether the 5-year-old Skeegee would be returned to his family, dead or alive...
You can find Murder, Mischief, and Mayhem wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Murder, Mischief, and Mayhem, a dramatized fictional throwback true crime series from Justin Vuor and Ed and Ken's Excellent Adventure, LLC, soon starts its third season. ISFET Archives.
Hi, I'm Emily. And I've lived my whole life being absolutely average. We're talking cat-owning, small apartment in the city, normal human being. That is until recently. Now I'm being told that not only am I not normal, I'm not even human. I'm something called an anomaly. Chaos incarnate. And... I might be the cause of the end of humanity. Follow along as I discover who my friends are, who is trying to manipulate me, and who is trying to kill me before I ravage this world.
ISFET Archives, a dramatized sci-fi series from Nico Rodriguez and Creative Typo Entertainment, soon starts its second season. Midnight on Mercy Mountain.
Hello, listeners. It is midnight on Mercy Mountain once again. And I, Julian Glass, am here to soothe your nocturnal souls. It was an especially hot and humid one today, with the heat index surpassing 100. Mercy Mountain residents are stirring from their heat-imposed torpors to carry out tasks they could not complete in the height of the day. Elderly Juniper Solo is busy in her garden as the heat of the sun dissipates into the thick, cooling air. Juniper hauls flagstones to cover up the journals she has buried amongst a moonlit expanse of black-eyed Susans, coneflowers, petunias, and butterfly bushes. A bat swoops by overhead, shaking Juniper out of her focus. She turns her face up to the velvety sky in an attempt to glean the path of the flying creature. After taking a deep breath of midnight air, she returns to her work of rearranging her garden.
Midnight on Mercy Mountain, the dramatized comedy series from Mallory Spencer, soon starts its second season. 253 Matilda.
Perhaps it's time to try something new.
The asteroid 253 Matilda is on a centuries-long mission to the stars.
Hit the emergency cutoff!
Time is passing at different rates, here versus there.
Maybe this is something of what the people on Earth feel, who live on the surface every day.
Seems a bit harsh, blowing up a planet, don't you think?
Gotcha!
I've presided over a lot of departures from our world, but you're the first who's leaving it alive.
Face it, this is a one-way mission.
We have to do what we can to survive out here in interstellar space.
You're jealous that my husband is dying out there all alone?
Not of the dying part, but of getting to take those risks.
Listen to 253 Matilda at quietpleas.org/253 and all major podcasting services.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
253 Matilda, a dramatized sci-fi story from quietpleas.org, soon starts its third season. Omega Star 7.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages.
Trey!
Yeah?
You don't think that sounds like something?
No, I mean, it sounds like space. It's the final frontier.
Try again.
Okay, how about this? A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away...
Stop. A long time ago? Trey, this is the present. Right now. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, fine, Slip. You do it then.
Fine, I will. Across the multiverse, there's a cluster of wild stars known as Omega Star 7. Filled with bounty hunters, bandits, and the fine dining mega corporation Ahuli's House of Good Eats. A place with starships, dive bars, and guns. Really, really big guns. When you're here, your family. If you owed your family a lot of money. Welcome to Omega Star 7.
Okay, Slip, I mean, that was okay, but, like, what is Omega Star 7?
What? It's a podcast.
Okay, yeah, but you gotta add a little pizzazz to it, like, it's a podcast!
Omega Star 7 is streaming on your favorite podcatchers now.
No, like, Omega Star 7 is streaming on your favorite podcatchers now!
Find out more at OmegaStar7.com.
Okay, I just don't know who's gonna want to listen to that.
Omega Star 7, the dramatized comedy series from Team Omega Star, soon starts its fifth season. In Between.
You get all sorts of folks at the Goblin's Head. It's adventurers, usually. Off seeking fame or money or honor, what have you. Finding a party, joining a quest. You know the story, I'm sure.
Miss, please put away your axe and, sir, your sword. There's no reason to fight.
Sir, or madam.
Oh, neither. Call me Friar, my son. What's your name, young mage?
Meltir, member of the Circle of the Greenish Fire.
Greenish?
More sort of aquamarine?
Well, I'm Fina Butterbuns of the Hiltshire Butterbuns, halfling bard extraordinaire. And this is my friend and associate, Betty.
Sup?
And you, Paladont, what's your moniker?
Sterling White Tower.
Not Lord Sterling White Tower.
Oh, this is delicious.
Grown together by circumstance, united by friendship, they're off on their quest, and yet they keep coming back to my inn, for some reason.
Hey, Top Gun, you don't want to push your luck with Betty. She'll kill you.
What's a gun?
God, do something, someone! Stake him!
This is why we don't split the party and leave the bard to protect the old person.
Sweet Paylor, have you been lying about who you are your entire life?
We're all going to die. Sterling, don't you see that?
I don't know how you roll so high.
Roll?
In Between, a fantasy adventure audio drama, now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts. We'll see you at the inn.
In Between, a dramatized fantasy comedy from Hannah Wright, soon starts season 5. Whew. that is it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the End. Happy New Year and cheers!